Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's episode of All the Shit I've Learned Abroad, why is it that we become more bold when we travel? We end up trusting people more, doing things we wouldn't normally do, and just in general, letting down our inhibitions and becoming more confident versions of ourselves. Is it that we should become bolder versions of ourselves in our everyday lives, or that we should have our guard up more when we travel? We discuss both sides of this coin in today's episode. So let's get into it. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm getting away, packing for a little mini getaway this weekend. And you?
I just came back. I love that whenever we do episodes now, I feel like we're always like going away somewhere or just coming back. And I was actually thinking about this the other day that I think we're coming up to like our 3-year anniversary.
We are.
For the podcast. And I'm like, it's crazy to think 2 years of that, a lot of it was like when we couldn't travel. And somehow we've still managed to like keep afloat a travel podcast. But I just got back from Vienna. A city I had never been to.
I love how your little getaways are like gallivanting around Europe, where my little getaways are like, I'm going an hour outside of Melbourne.
Yeah, but that's still fun, you know, doing the whole road trip thing across Australia. But I think it was last week's episode, and we were talking about like, well, we did the jaded, not last week, but the last episode we put out was the jade, are we becoming jaded travelers? And I think you had said something about, you know, you love traveling now for the purpose of like seeing friends and you know, if you have friends, you know, that are going to be visiting nearby or going home to see them. And that's exactly what I did. I had a friend that was going to be over in Europe for work. And she, you know, this is a friend from back home, but she actually lives in the States now. So we never really see each other that much anymore because when I go home, she's not there.
Yeah.
And so she was going to be over here for work and in a few different cities. And one of those cities was Vienna. And I'm like, I've never been to Vienna. I've always wanted to. And, you know, with my job, I can work remotely for part of the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, screw it, let's do this. So I got a flight for, I think it was like €60. Ugh. Went over, worked for a couple of days. I mean, I would love to go back.
And how much notice did you have? Like from when you booked it to when you flew out?
Oh, like a few days. It was nothing. Like,
I love that spontaneity again.
I know. Isn't it great that we can do that again? And like, you know, there's no, we're past the point now. In most places anyways, where we need to do like pre-COVID tests and passenger locator forms. So like we're back to this place of like booking flights on a whim, getting back out and traveling. Yeah. And it just feels really good. So yeah, Vienna, beautiful. I need to go back though and see more. I didn't really get a whole lot of time to like, I was only there for like 3 full days. But again, working during the day, spent the night sort of walking around the city, but definitely somewhere need to go back because it's beautiful.
I love it. Your photos are stunning.
Yeah, I think Paris has nothing on Vienna.
Ooh, big claim, big claim.
Yeah, but we know how we feel about Paris anyways.
True.
But yeah, so it's all good. And where are you off to then?
I am just going on a little getaway an hour outside of Melbourne to a place called Trentham. I think I've been knee deep in work for months now. like an insane amount of work. That's the kind where it's not actually healthy to brag about how much you're working. So yeah. I decided Victoria has this travel voucher scheme. I got one of the travel vouchers to encourage people to spend more time and money in regional Victoria again. So I've booked a little getaway for myself, actually. So I'm going by myself. I've got a really quaint Airbnb that I've booked, and you'll love this. On this Saturday, there's Spud Fest in Trentham.
Oh, what all is things Spud Fest?
Potato. It's a celebration of all things potato, which
my dream.
I am basically, for anyone who's ever seen me, I am in fact a potato.
You're not a potato. You just love potatoes.
So I'm going to go up Saturday morning, wander around Spud Fest. I'm taking up a bottle of wine and a book I've been meaning to read for a while, and I'm disconnecting. And Saturday night, I'm going to read, have a glass of wine. Sunday, I've organized a hike with my hiking group. They're all coming out. There's a gorgeous trail out that way. And then same thing Sunday night. I'm going to read, you know, just turn off just chill. All the crazy. Yes.
A little solo travel.
Yes. Little solo getaway. I'm very excited.
We know how we Steph and I feel about solo travel. All for it. And potato Spud Fest, like, that sounds incredible. That's the kind of stuff I travel for now. Just like, oh, there's a potato festival happening in some city I've never been to. Count me in. Let's go.
And this could either be amazing or I'll go and it'll be like,
no, it will be amazing. Here's a
twisted potato on a stick.
That sounds incredible. Like, give me, I mean, it's just like carbs, like. Oh,
yeah. Carbs on carbs on carbs this weekend.
And like bread fest together. That would be, Steph would be eating poutine, potato soup, and garlic bread.
Oh.
Those are your favorite things.
I literally just almost, I just got turned on.
Okay. And on that note, I think we have a new Patreon donor to thank.
Yes. So a huge thank you to our latest Patreon donor, Tony Chan. You are awesome. And Tony's been traveling quite a bit himself, so posting stunning photos as well. So a huge thank you to you. We really appreciate you. And you'll have a little package coming your way in the mail soon. Ooh.
Yeah, guys. And remember, if you want to become Patreon donors, you get a little something in return. That Steph will send you, but it's a cool little package. So just bear that in mind. But thank you, Tony. We appreciate it.
And some big exciting news for you and I that I've been waiting until we record. So I haven't mentioned this to you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've seen the news today because it's evening here, morning for you.
Yeah.
Qantas have just announced a direct London to Australia flight.
What?
You do not need to do a 3 connection through Hong Kong and have your items confiscated anymore by the Chinese government. You can come directly here.
I wish it was Hong Kong. It wasn't even Hong Kong. It was like, I can't even remember. It was some random place in China where they confiscated. We're not going to go into that. My battery pack. Okay, where does it fly into? Melbourne?
So I wish it flew into Melbourne. No, it's going to fly into Sydney. It's actually it's making headlines everywhere because it's going to be the longest international flight in the world.
Jeez.
No big deal. But it goes direct to Sydney. And honestly, the Sydney to Melbourne flight is one of those 10 minutes up, 10 minute down kind of flight.
Yeah, that's like a London to Dublin flight where you're in the air for like half an hour in total.
Like you take off, they give you a little apple juice in a cup and you're landing, basically. Yeah.
So how long is the flight then? I don't know if I'd be able to sit on a plane that long.
You can and you will.
Okay, so, all right.
I don't know, but you will. I will. We both will.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on. Is this going both ways? I would definitely need to book, like, that's one I would definitely look into business class for.
Yeah. Listen to us. How much we've grown since we started this podcast.
I mean, 3 years ago, when I went to visit Steph, I was booking a flight for £500 with, like, 7 layovers, sitting next to a toilet in a middle seat, and stopping over in some random place in China where they took away my battery pack. Now, I'm like, how much is that business class upgrade? Because, you know.
Yeah. For those long flights, worth it.
Totally. Well, that's exciting. We'll have to look into this. We'll have to get some, get together. I think it's my turn to come out there.
It is. Okay. I'm not keeping track, but it is.
All right, fine. Well, yeah. I mean, although you could come over here and do a redo because last time was
did
a bit
last
of a...
time really count?
Not really. I mean, how exciting.
Big, bold decisions. You're going to book to fly here. Speaking of bold decisions.
Great segue, Steph. So today's topic. So this kind of came about. Steph and I were having just one of our normal chats. Steph and I do actually talk outside of the podcast. We are real friends. And, you know, we were just talking about, I don't know, like decision making. And Steph was like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this. Should I do it? And I'm like, yeah, go for it. Da-da-da-da-da. And these were just sort of like really mundane, boring decisions that like we were checking in with each other, like should we or should we not do it? And this sort of led us on to this conversation of why is it when we travel, we're just so much bolder? Like we just jump into things. We don't ask for anyone's opinion. We don't think twice. And I don't know. We were like, this is a great topic of conversation. Why is it that when we travel, we are bolder? We're a little bit, we let our inhibitions down a little bit more so than we would do at home.
Yeah.
Let's start with, you know, some examples of what we're talking about. Like, what's something that you did when you think of any example of something you've done while traveling that you probably wouldn't do at home?
I'm going to give you the most basic example of this that I can think of is when I go abroad, almost anywhere now, even countries where I don't speak the language, I'm not worried. I don't usually do a big deep dive into how to get from the airport to where I'm going. Because usually airports, they've made transit so easy to figure out from the airport into the city that you don't really need to know. You can land, and if the signs don't direct you, there's always someone who will tell you. Where if I'm going from my house in the inner suburbs of Melbourne into the CBD, I feel like I've never taken transit before. And I'm really worried I'm going to end up on the other side of Melbourne. And do I know what I'm doing? And it's like, what's wrong with me?
Like, yeah.
I know how to do this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I do the same. I mean, probably.
That was my example. What's your example?
Well, I've got a few of them, but like I thought even just like speaking to people in public, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a good example. When we travel, and a big part of, I think, why we all love traveling is meeting new people from different walks of earth. And I would quite happily, if I'm sitting at a bar or a pub, and I'm talking like solo travel, right? If I'm away, like I've spoken to many people. I have no problem like just going up to someone and being like, hey, what's up? And I've had people come up to me. I've met people before being like, hey, are you on your own? You know, can I hang out with you while traveling? Now, would I do that in London? Like, no. And I don't know if it's because it's London and people are generally a bit more standoffish, but I would never think of just going up to somebody randomly in a pub being like, hey, can I come hang out with you? Like, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. And I try to challenge myself on it.
Do you think part of it, and you know, again, I was trying to figure out why I feel more confident speaking to random people in a place where I'm not from versus at home. And is there an element of it of, we don't know these people, we'll probably never see them again, so we can let our guard down a little bit. And if they do judge us, like, it doesn't matter. Whereas, you know, my local pub, if I go up and try to like hang out with a random group and they're like, no, please go away, I might bump into them again and it's embarrassing. Like, is that part of it?
I mean, that must be it. The fear of rejection is kind of taken away. Because even if they do, it's like, yeah, when you're traveling, you just go on about your day and you don't dwell on it. Where if someone did that to me here, I'd be thinking about it all night. It'd become one of those embarrassing moments that I'd think about more and more.
Well, even if you think about like sort of like flirting or like picking up guys or girls in a bar or, you know, anywhere, like, I feel like I always have way more luck when I'm traveling. And I wonder if it's because of that, where I do just sort of like let my guard down and I'm just kind of like, whatever, easy breezy. And, you know, sometimes when I travel, I do get like nice male attention. Whereas at home, nothing's happening over here. And I'm like, is it me where I'm just like not putting, you know what I mean? Like, I feel more comfortable.
I've wondered about this a lot because when I was traveling through the States, when I did that months-long trip through all the states, I met people everywhere, both in terms of I was comfortable approaching people and people approached me all the time. And then when I came here to Melbourne, almost going on 5 years since I came out here, nothing. Like radio silence, no one tries to talk to me. And I'm like, have I gotten uglier? Or like, joking. I think, but I don't know if there's something because I'm in my zone or my comfort area, I'm just not looking as approachable. Like maybe I'm not as open to it. I seem more shut down. So people are picking up what I'm putting out. I don't.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think, you know, in our everyday lives, we are just in a routine. We really are in a routine. Like regardless of, you know, maybe, yeah, fine. Maybe you have a job where you go to different places every day or do different things. But like you're still in a routine and it's, you know, I think there's an element of when you are traveling, you are put out of your comfort zone a little bit and it's almost like sink or swim, right? But yeah, like, and maybe it is an element of we don't look as approachable. I don't know.
Or maybe, maybe also there's just friendlier cities because I've heard the same thing from a lot of people who've moved to Melbourne who've had the same experience and people who are, you know, actively dating or actively trying to make friends who are consciously trying to be approachable still say that. Like we are in two major metropolitan hubs. Maybe like that's one thing I remember well about my time in London is that everyone was just always in their zone. It was like we all had these invisible shields around us and you didn't want to penetrate anyone else's.
True. But I guess there's the element as well of like, so we're talking about being bold. There's the, you know, the one part of approaching people and just, you know, whether it's a group of people or someone just to, you know, have a drink with, or the element of like, you know, you see like a cute guy or cute girl. And there's that other element of traveling where like we're bolder in the sense when it comes to, I mean, we talked about this when we had Gays Are Revolting on, where people travel for these like sex trips, right? Like basically going just to have like casual hookup sex.
The ultimate bold travel scares me thinking
about it. But like, even the whole one night stand thing, like people are generally like, we're just more confident in doing that.
Let's dig into what you just said there, where you said we're more confident. So maybe when we're home and this is touching on, we're going to get a little deep here, but talking on healthy relationships is like at home, all your insecurities too can fester. So, you know, if you feel like in your social group, everyone else is kind of outperforming you, or there's all these different insecurities and elements that come in with your relationships, work, personal, whatever it may be, where when you're out and you're traveling, you are the best, like it's you, you're the best one in the group. There's no one around really making you feel less than. So maybe you actually are shining more because all your everyday insecurities don't exist for a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose. And there's no one there, you know, if you, even if you are with people that you've just met traveling, like there's nobody there judging you, I guess. Like they don't know, they don't.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have anything to judge you on, if that makes sense. And even though, like, our friends at home, I'm sure, like, we know that they're not, I mean, if you're, maybe you have shitty friends and they are, but like, I know my friends, I'm like, I know they're not sitting there judging me, but they know me and they know if something is out of my, you know, my sort of character. And I suppose when we travel, it's like, you can become whoever you want to become for that period of time, right? Like, you know, just, like if you want.
I just had this funny thought because I was going to say, as you were saying that, you know, also there's an element of embarrassment. So if you're traveling with friends and you go and try to talk to other people and you get that rejection, you're going to be embarrassed because people, you know, saw that. And as soon as I had that thought, I started thinking, because I've done that, like There's a couple instances I can think of where I full on got rejected and you were there. You were just like, and it's so funny because you don't care. Like, do you remember when we were in London and I thought I saw this guy from a band and I went up, you were with
me. Oh my gosh.
I went up, yes. I went up and I was like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, I'm not in the band, which he was, by the way. He just didn't want to be bothered at that moment. And yeah. He just like kept walking and I just looked at you and was like, this is awkward. But
it's Steph like- basically went up and asked him for a photo. She wanted a photo with this guy and he was like, oh, I'm no one. Like, who do you think I am? And she's like, aren't you so-and-so from this band? And he's like, no, I'm nobody.
And it was.
And it was him. We realized in the end. And this was at like a festival we were at. So
yeah,
that band
I was so
playing.
Excited.
Like, it wasn't
to
like a random, but yeah, I suppose if that happened, yeah. That's the other element of it. Like, that's something I still bring up every so often, just, you know, cause I think it is funny, but like, if this shit happens when you're on your own around people that don't know you, like, you can forget about it.
Yeah.
And who cares? Cause again, you'll never see these people again.
Yeah.
And no one will be there to like, remind you of how embarrassing that moment was for you, like I do with Steph years
that
later.
That was like the ultimate rejection. And the best part was the other guy in the band. So three of them were there. And the one guy was like, yeah, for sure. Like, I'll take a photo. He was so lovely. And the third guy just kept walking. Like, he wanted none of it. And fine, whatever. But then we ran in because we were staying at the same hotel because we were there. I was working. And do you remember he came out of the elevator and saw me? And he was like, I know you from somewhere.
I was like, yeah, he thought you were stalking
earlier
him.
Earlier when you walked right by me? Oh, gosh. God. Good times.
So embarrassing. I mean, that was a bold move you made there, but we digress. So another example of things that I've done abroad or like traveling that I would consider probably unsafe here. Getting into random people's cars, getting on the back of bikes with men that I don't know. I've gone to like many parties with people being like,
I feel like you're trying to diplomatically figure out how to say what you want to say.
I know. Well, I know. I was just trying to think of the right words. But like, I would, you know, I'm trying to think if I'm at home and some random guy was like, hey, jump on the back of my moped, let me take you to a warehouse party. Like, would I go? Absolutely fucking not. But when I'm like in Italy, I certainly did that once. And when I was in Bali, I got into Thailand, we got into a car with some random people and went to a party. Like, just trusting people more, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
What we trust people a lot more. And I don't know, again, if there's just the element of like adrenaline and, you know, wanting to make the most of your, you know, they say like when you travel, it's like all about new experiences and meeting people and saying yes to everything. And I don't know. There's things that I've done, like again, the example of getting into random people's cars. I would never do that at home. I would never do that in London.
Yeah.
But why am I, you know, why do I feel comfortable doing that abroad? I don't know. Well, what do you think? You've done it as well, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, I have. And I don't know. And I don't know how to justify it either because, you know, when other people say it, you think, you idiot, you need to be safer. You need to make smarter decisions. But when you're there, it's like, it just feels like the right safe decision. Like, you're like, this is going to work out.
Right. Like, and you bring up a good point. It's like, if more so, we should be more vigilant and safe. And I'm saying that, you know, it's not like it's some man in a van being like, hey, do you want some candy? Like, it's, you know, these anytime I've done it, it's like I've gotten to a car in like a busy area. You know, it's there's. But again, here I am like trying to justify it. Like, as I'm saying it, I'm like, why am I justifying this? Because I don't know. It's, we should be safer, yet for whatever reason we feel, and I don't know, maybe it is just because we are outside of that routine that we talked about. We're outside of our day-to-day, like, you know, and getting into some random person's car when I'm at home, well, that's not normal because it's not part of my routine.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're traveling, you're totally outside of that and you're just up, I don't know, you just say yes to more and you're up for more. And thank God, not, you know, knock on wood, nothing bad has ever happened in my experiences doing this. And I think there's an element of, you know, we talk about like your gut instincts and, you know, woman's intuition is never wrong. And, you know, I've always listened to that, but I don't know, like, Steph, you're a true crime junkie. Like,
I know,
you listen to all those.
I know. Yet you all, would still feel I feel like I know almost all the missing backpackers of the world.
And that doesn't deter you? Like, that doesn't freak you out even more? Like, when you're.
Bizarrely enough, it doesn't. I feel like it better prepares me. I have all this knowledge. Okay. And, you know, obviously anyone who thinks they're infallible is completely naive. Anything can happen to anyone. But no, just be smart. Like, even how many times have you. You're like, I'm doing this. You know, I feel like this is right. I'm just going to send my friends, like, the license plate or where I'm going. Just as, like, a little precautionary measure.
Yeah.
So, like, people... Like, I have so many girlfriends who they'll randomly send me, like, a random pin. Just where they are. Because they're like, I know this sounds shady. I feel safe. But I think when we're traveling, too, it's just... It's always such a reminder of how there's good people everywhere and you are meeting those people. And to explain it to anyone who hasn't done it, I get it. It doesn't make sense. But to everyone who has done it, you know, they get it because you meet all these good people. And what one thing I really found, especially traveling around the States with everyone I met, is so many people just wanted to show you how great their hometown was. And I went on so many adventures with strangers, whether it was, you know, hiking or sightseeing or, you know, doing some sort of activity, and they just wanted to, like, leave me with a really good impression, a memory of their town.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was it. Like, nothing dodgy, nothing shady. And yeah, you just meet good people, you're reminded that good people exist, whereas while you're at home, maybe we have, like, a quota of good people and our lives are pretty full of them because you only need a few good friends, right? So when you go out, you're not looking for that.
Yeah. And I think there's the element of as well of when we're at home, like, again, it is just the everyday, quote unquote, mundane. I'm not saying everyone's life is mundane, but, like, we see the good and the bad. Whereas when we're traveling, we tend to just see the good and be focused on the good. And, you know, when somebody approaches us like, hey, do you want to come for a ride and see my city? Like, I don't know. I don't associate anyone as bad. I think there's an out, like, you can do these things, but like you said, like, take those precautions. Like, so you're going to go for a cruise with some random people you don't know. Like you said, I think I've done this with you, Steph, where I've sent you, like, Tinder or whatever, but, like, you know, a screenshot of, hey, I'm going to go hang out with this guy. Just be safe. But I think we're going on into a different sort of tangent now.
I think what I'm taking away from this almost a little bit is I need to challenge myself a little bit more while I'm at home.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like,
maybe that's why when I'm home more, I get into these funks.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. It's like, should we become more confident at home or more vigilant abroad? I'm not really sure. Because I think there's other things as well. It's not just trusting people. But things we do, like, there's things that we do abroad that, like, I would never just randomly do at home. Like, I remember, you know, when I was in Thailand, like, we went and got tattoos at this sort of random kind of shop. It looked clean. And we're like, let's get tattoos there. And I'm like, would I just walk down the street in London and, like, pick out a random tattoo shop and be like, yeah, this looks okay. Like, no, I would do my research. I would, like, look up the work that the tattoo artist has done. You know, whereas when I'm, and a lot people do this all the time, they get tattoos abroad all the time. And thankfully, I've been tattooed twice abroad, once in Thailand, once in Sicily. And, like, yeah, both tattoo artists were legit and the shops were legit and clean. But, like, I didn't do much research into it.
My tattoo in Paris, France, I went into the shop and it was, like, beautiful and clean looking. It almost felt a bit clinical. Like, all the artists were there. I'm like, this is amazing. I'll get one here. And they were like, okay, perfect. And they told me how much and I paid. And then they led me down this, like, dodgy staircase into, like, a 1600s cave underneath the shop. And it was the dodgiest thing. I laid on, like, this bed that was, like, built out of the ground. Like, it was a mound. Basically a dirt mound that had been varnished over. In like these had to be prison cells back in the day. And I was like, as I'm walking down these stairs, I'm like, what have I gotten myself into?
But you went with it. Like you just continue.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Like, we wouldn't do that. Like, Bali as well. I just remembered I had a tattoo in Bali. That's three places. All right. Who knew? But yeah, this is what I mean. Like, if you were in Melbourne or, like, back home, you know, say we were in Toronto and that happened in Toronto, you walked in and saw it, you'd be like, fuck this. I'm out of here. And you'd probably book it.
Yeah.
So again, it's like, you know, tattoos are a good example. Or like people, I know people that have gone like skydiving. Like they've gone to Australia and they're like, oh, I went skydiving one day. And I know they would never go skydiving back home. Yeah. Or like, they're just doing things where I'm like, who are you?
Do you think there's an underlying desire to be more than we are or bigger than we are, and we only feel emboldened when we leave our little
circle? It could be.
Or comfort zone.
You're out of that bubble.
Like, maybe.
And you want
to... Maybe we all have this underlying desire to be more. And our definition of how we can be more is actually limiting. We only think we can do it when we're abroad.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe we're just... I don't know. Maybe our everyday lives, we're just playing a character. And then we are who we are. I don't know. But maybe it is a confidence thing. Like, it's weird because you should feel more confident when you're comfortable. And we should feel most comfortable when we're at home and around things that are familiar to us. Yet... a lot of the time, we're a lot more confident when we're outside of that comfort zone. If that doesn't even make sense, what I just said, but we're more confident when we're outside of our comfort zone.
Logically.
Yeah. I mean, what's some other things that you've done that you can think of?
I mean, so, okay, like even couch surfing through Africa, using couch surfing.
Yeah.
That I tell people I did that there, and people are like, what? You did what?
Yeah.
Like, how... Why didn't you just get a place? And I'm like, I don't know. I'd been doing, like, I just enjoy couch surfing. Like,
do we?
People are great.
It's like we trust people more.
I think Mike Corey had a great example when he was on the podcast with us. And he was going off on some jungle excursion with this guy. And it was very trust-based. Like, he said, you know, I'm trusting basically my life in this guy's hands. And he said his precautionary measure was he always took a photo with the person,
right,
and sent it to his family and everything. So at least like they would know who he's with. So a little bit of a safety measure, but you can't go off into the jungle here in Australia. It's not an option. So when you're abroad, it's like now or never. Maybe that's a major element of why we do some of the things we do. It's that now or never element where at home, opportunities that present themselves, you have the option of being like, I'm not sure how I feel about it. Maybe
another time.
You know, maybe later.
Yeah.
Maybe another time. Whereas when you're traveling, it's like, if I don't say yes to this right now, it's a no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it's again, going back to like the adrenaline kind of kicking in. I think we always talk about that when we're traveling. I know I'm always full of adrenaline. I can run on barely any sleep and still be up the next day, like ready to go and go see things. And like when you're traveling, you're like, okay, it's now or never. And even if you have the worst hangover and you've had like no sleep, you're still getting your ass out of bed to go and do the things that you plan on doing while you're there, because you're not going to be there in a few days. So it's the adrenaline. And it's the same thing when you're meeting people and they're going, oh, come do this, or, you know, trust me with, in Mike Corey's case, your life. And you're like, well, I guess I'm going to do this because this is my one opportunity to do it. And again, that adrenaline is just there.
I think in this whole discussion, we've come around to what it is. It's the now or never.
Yeah. Do you think your personality changes at all when you travel?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm the same person, but all the elements that can pile on the day to day, like being a bit jaded about this or that, or being a bit disenfranchised, all that just drops away. Like it sheds.
So you're just,
okay. I'm just all the good things that make me up. That's what I am. And that is who I want to be.
An enhanced version. Maybe that's what it is. We're just like...
I'm like a supercharged Steph.
Okay. We're like enhanced versions of ourselves. I like being bolder. I like the feeling I get when I am traveling, especially solo. And again, Steph and I are big advocates of solo traveling. But I really like who I become, where I do sort of let my guard down a bit. I trust people more. I'm up for more things. I say yes to more things. And I'm like... I would love to take more of that into my everyday.
I like who I am better too. And I think I've mentioned it in a number of episodes where I say, you know, when I'm home for too long, I miss that feeling of just, it's like a nice reminder all the time of who you are. Like, you are capable of just figuring shit out. You are capable of overcoming challenges. So having those experiences, like, they just remind you, like, I'm like, it sounds so corny, but like, I'm a strong woman.
Yeah.
And I miss those reminders. But like, that's why COVID was so hard. I mean, for a lot of travelers, is because we lost that kind of, those were big reminders of who we are.
Yeah. Well, thank God that's over.
Right. So what I'm taking away from all of this is for everyone listening, you've made it this far. Your challenge this week is to have a now or never moment.
Yeah.
And tell us what it is. Like, what did you do that your natural inclination was, I don't know. Think of this moment and do it. Have your now or never moment and let us know what it was.
And I also want to know, what are some of your boldest moments while traveling? Things that you would not have done at home. Like I want to hear like crazy stuff.
We're going to get a lot of saucy DMs when you say that.
I wish Steph and I had like crazier examples. I was like, surely we've done a bunch of crazy shit. And like, maybe not. Maybe Steph and I are actually really dull. But I feel like some of our listeners are not. So yeah, I want to know.
I want to know.
All right. On that note, thank you as always for listening. See you next time. All the Shit I've Learned Abroad is a travel podcast focused on anything and everything related to travel. You can listen to us on multiple platforms, from iTunes to Google Play Music and more. And with that, please, if you have a chance, give us a 5-star review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. That drives us up the charts and really, really helps us out. Want to support us on Patreon? Find us over at Shit I've Learned Abroad Pod. Donations start as low as just $1. Also, if you could follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Shit Abroad Pod and Facebook by searching All the Shit I've Learned Abroad. Thanks so much for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.